All right, Coop, are you regretting your decision to do the outdoors? It's not too late. Maybe you can fake a hammy pull or something.
No, it was all right, man. I mean, yeah, about five to go there, I was contemplating life. But I'm happy, man. It's it was a good day, you know, for the lack of prep and just the way this last month has been, and it's been tough. So, yeah, I mean, we showed we got something, and that's what I wanted to do and prove not only to myself but to everyone. So we'll get better.
Limited time. When do you think you can get up to what we know you can be? Like, when do you think? Is it 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Like, I mean, I'm not going to hold it to you, but yeah. Like, what are you thinking before you're really, really ready to go?
I don't know the number exactly, but today was literally my fourth and fifth 30 plus two. So I just need bike time. I was happy with the bike. I felt like it was handling well. I had good speed in qualifying, good speed even in the motos. Like, first moto, I felt good. Second one, I felt good until I didn't. So I think, truthfully, you know, after the break, I'll be where I need to be. But we're going to keep fighting, and, you know, the podium is somewhat in reach, so that'll be the goal.
How's the suspension change? You more flex, I'm guessing, more compliance for outdoors?
Yeah, for me, it was awesome. You know, it was a big change for us, and I'm grateful the team, you know, trusted in me and you know, trusted in what the riders were kind of saying, me and AP, and yeah, I think they did a great job, so I'm stoked on that. A lot different than what we normally run, so. But I felt like today was, like I said, super solid. This track is not an easy track to just jump into. I don't think anything feels great here, so. Like I said, I was pretty happy with today, and overall, bike-wise, everything.
Your first moto, were you like, hey, AP, just take it, dude. Like, just take it. I don't know what your problem is.
Literally, I was joking with him between motos. I'm like, dude, I was trying to follow you, and he just wouldn't let me.
But, just a spaz.
Yeah. No, it was funny. I mean, you know, he was joking. He's like, oh, I just wanted to be around you.
Well, he did a good job of that. Even in the second moto, I don't know if you were – he had a big one. I don't know if he's in front of you or not, but he had a big one too.
Yeah. I don't know what
– saved it.
Did he? Yeah. Yeah, we battled all day, really, so it was pretty fun. And, yeah, like I said, it's good to be in the mix, and I think for both of us, both our platforms look to be promising today.
Well, I think we're all happy you're back. I don't think we expected you to start the series, you know what I mean? So it's good that you started. Like you, in Supercross, what you said, you just never know, right? And if you don't start it.
No, and that's the mindset, right? Like, I mean, if I would have done it the right way, I would have came back at round five, like I said. Yeah. But you just, I think for Supercross, you never know. And, I mean, it's no secret that there's some guys out and stuff. So I feel like, like I said, if I can be on the podium within the next few weeks and by halfway, try to be a regular podium guy and maybe get a win and see where it ends up.
It is bizarre that you've won one 450 National in your career, not that many podiums, but you're a Supercross guy because you won a 250 National Championship, so you're a bad dude outdoors.
Yeah.
It's just I've never quite figured it out, but maybe, you know, in a series where you come in not 100%, this will be something where you surprise yourself and you start ending up on the podium.
No, for sure. And like you said, it hadn't – the 450 outdoor career hasn't been what the 250 one was, but I still believe it's there. I think with – it's tough, man. There's a lot of good guys, and I think it's just a lot different, but I do think it's there. And like you said, I mean, today I felt honestly better than maybe I have certain years where I came in 100% thinking I'm happy and ready to win, so – yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe it's like Chad in 09?
Yeah, exactly right.
So, yeah. We'll see.
And then when Phil comes back, will he knock you back one spot? Or?
No, hopefully he just gets the fuck out of the way, you know, as a good lapper should.
Thank you.
Yeah.